from KQED.
Many of us dream of starting a revolution. Few of us make it happen. One of the most dramatic stories of the last year belongs to a loose collection of activists working to reform assisted living in California. Together with lawmakers, these activists launched 17 bills in Sacramento, 12 of which passed, 2 of which became law so far. It's a big story, but let's break off one piece involving a couple of women in San Diego with a passion for raw data, strong coffee, and home-baked muffins. About a decade ago, Chris Murphy's mom was suffering from an advanced cancer. She couldn't live on her own. Someone suggested Murphy check out an assisted living facility, and so she took a tour.
This is really a cool place. Maybe my mother would like to live here. I would like to live here. I was sucked in by the chandeliers and by the garden and by the apparent appearance of the facility.
Sitting in her home office today with a fan going to hold off the summer heat, Murphy declines to go into detail about how exactly her mom died. Murphy eventually sued and settled, but she continued to stew over it.
I didn't know that there was a public record that I could review. I didn't know that the facility had had a wrongful death lawsuit against it. That was not in the public record, even when I was able to review the public record after the lawsuit. I figured that because they were licensed, that the state had some meaningful oversight of this facility, only to discover that it was haphazard, in my view, at best.
Murphy was retired from a career in defense contracting, but she decided to go back to school and study gerontology at San Diego State. That's where she met Chrissy Selder. Selder was doing her thesis on the idea that people who don't need round-the-clock licensed nursing care would be happier in homier, cheaper assisted living. It's a commonly accepted idea in California, where the number of assisted living facilities has doubled in the last 25 years.
And then the more research I did, the less I thought that.
Recognizing a kindred spirit, Selder joined Murphy to launch a nonprofit called Consumer Advocates for RCFE Reform, or CAR. What's an RCFE? What consumers call assisted living facilities, industry folk, and regulators call residential care facilities for the elderly, or RCFEs.
We have 700 facilities or more on our website right now. We have about 30,000 public documents that we've harvested through the use of our student interns from San Diego State and ourselves.
You might think it odd CAR collects the same data the state does. But if you want to get state data, you have to call your local social service office and wait for staffers to pull the data on the facilities you're interested in, and the files might be edited. CAR's database makes all the inspection, complaint, and civil penalty reports it collects available online for a small fee. Murphy says they have about 30 subscribers at any given time.
We needed a little bit of revenue. And a little bit of revenue is all we're getting.
CAR runs on volunteer labor, except for the website administrator. It's going to take them a long time to get the whole state cataloged. So far, they've got San Diego and Imperial counties, parts of Orange, and several small rural counties in Northern California. Given their non-existent PR department, the database was a bit of a trade secret until the day a health reporter named Deborah Schock did a Google search and turned up CAR's site.
They went in and hand-scanned thousands and thousands of documents. And we were able to use those to detect certain homes that we, you know, then went in and scanned our own records, and we found more homes like that. But it gave us an entry point.
Schock was the lead reporter for a series called Deadly Neglect, one of several incendiary media exposés that detailed deaths in assisted living caused by neglect and abuse. The fallout inspired hearings in Sacramento and then 17 bills. One of them was co-authored by State Assembly Speaker Tony Atkins, who also represents San Diego.
I was absolutely shocked to learn that facilities didn't carry liability insurance. I had a hard time understanding how any business in this day and time, and particularly a business that deals with frail elderly people, could not have liability insurance.
AB 1523, now signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown, mandates all assisted living facilities carry liability insurance. Speaker Atkins says the evidence presented by the Chrises helped build a data-driven case in Sacramento for substantive reform.
People need to know that they are going to be protected as consumers of these facilities should something go wrong. It's sort of a basic concept in law and in our society.
If you look at a list of all the bills, regardless of what passed and in what form, it's hard to ignore a basic fact about assisted living reform. It involves so many families all over the state. The lawmakers who sponsored these bills come from everywhere. San Francisco, Fremont, Monterey, Stockton, Whittier, Chino, but most especially San Diego. Learn more about assisted living online. Look for the link to State of Health at our website, californiareport.org.